Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. A recent article in the Dallas Morning News says that returns are the primary point of friction in e-commerce transactions. Here now to tell us why 2018 is going to be the year of the return is John Lawson. He's the CEO of Colder Ice Media. John, is it true that a return policy can make or break your e-commerce business?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always kind of been the case, but the focus now is on returns because shipping has kind of been solved, right? We're going to get our stuff fast. We're going to get our stuff possibly in 2 days. We've been trained now for shipping. So now the next frontier is returns. And that's probably going to be a point of friction for us as sellers, but we have to remove that point of friction for our customers.
Why is it so important?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say point of friction, right?
So because it costs us money.
So it's a point of friction for sellers.
Right.
And for buyers.
If the seller doesn't take a return.
Well, it is a point of friction for a buyer no matter whether
they still have to return the item.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. And what you want to allow to happen is for that buyer to feel like doing business with you is going to be as frictionless as possible.
Exactly.
When I go to the store, the worst part of going to the store is doing what? Standing in line, right? So they give you a lot of little things to do while you're standing in line. Here, eat some candy, grab some of that, read the magazine, you know, to kind of distract you from the weight of standing in line. So what we have to do is, in the same manner, just reduce the friction of the return policy for our buyers.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the when we talk about from the seller's point of view, I know that some sellers believe that accepting returns encourages more of them. So, you know, the point being, the logic working here is, if I say I take returns, I'm just going to get inundated with returns. And what do you say when someone says that?
I'm amazed that you're still in business. That's what I say to somebody. I'm absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
And then I ask them, how many people do you buy from that don't accept returns? You know? Then I ask them, hey, do you buy stuff online from, you know, that river place? Right? If that river place sold you something and said, no, no returns, would you keep buying there? No. I mean, it's obvious. So they kind of go against their own, you know, understanding. So it's like, okay, well, I want to think one way if I'm a seller, but when I'm buying stuff, I want to be treated the other way. However, we know the golden rule is, you know, treat others as if you want to be treated.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways there.
You can't have it both ways.
So tell us why 2018 specifically is going to be the year of the return.
Yeah, I just really think everything else in this process has been settled. It's like we had problems with delivery. We've had problems with postage. We've had problems with the shipping process from end to end.
Feedback, think, everything.
Yeah,
we've
feedback,
been there, done that.
Right. And everybody is so trained in the purchasing side. The return side is still somewhat of a, and here's my real reason for thinking this and the way I feel about this is because brick and mortar retail have got to get serious about the threat that online retail presents. And we're seeing the demise of traditional retail because of e-commerce.
Yeah.
And part of that advantage that brick and mortar has is the ease of returns. It's so much easier for me to take something back to a store than it is for me to send something in. And I really believe that these brick and mortar retailers are going to recognize that advantage and they're going to play that advantage card. And so you'll see them start advertising more about how frictionless they are compared to e-commerce based on the fact that, hey, if you don't like it, bring it back to our store. We'll give you champagne. I mean, it's such a no-brainer to me. I would do that in a heartbeat if I was a brick-and-mortar retailer.
So what should a seller consider when crafting their return policy, John?
Just make it simple as possible. And, you know, I'm not a big proponent of paying for return shipping. But, I mean, if you've got a product that is a high-margin product, like, let's say, a small piece of jewelry that's a pretty big high-margin product but fits in an envelope, then I can actually see you going ahead and, you know, taking that on as a way to entice people to buy from your jewelry store versus the jewelry store that's in the feed right up under you, right? So we give free returns, and they don't, you know, but it's a $100 necklace, and we pay $10 for it. Why not pay the extra $3 to get it returned to you? It just makes it so easy. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is a lot of times, like, I think it's still at, what, 14 days you have to return, take a return?
Well,
policy?
No, default. So the 14 days, I believe, is the shortest duration now.
The shortest duration. So a lot of people take the shortest duration. Take the longest duration.
I do, too. I always do the longest.
60 days?
60 is currently the longest.
Yeah. Tell them to up it. Tell them I want them to up it to 120 days. I'm going to take returns up to 120 days. You know why? Because every day that person walks by that thing, they're going to be like, I got 6 months to get that thing back to you. I got 4 months to get that thing back. I got 3 months to get that thing back. Oh, you know what? It's been 6 months. I totally forgot to return that thing. Dang.
Or what happens is someone says, you know, I didn't like it, but now it's starting to grow on me.
That's happened to me. That has happened to me more than one time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Didn't like the colors. Like, wait, that's not that bad.
So it's sitting there, and it's still got the tag on it.
Yeah.
And I bought it on eBay, and I say, okay, I'm going to return it. And then a month goes by, and I try it on again.
Uh-huh.
And you've lost weight.
Yes, and it looks better. Really, that's happened to me recently.
Me too. Me too. And just think about that, too. I mean, just like, you know, 30 days out. I am not – I mean, when you say 14 days, you're putting the pressure on. You're making me make sure I return that to you.
Right.
I was like, I only got 14. I got to get this back today. You know, give me some time to think about it. And I guarantee you, seriously, we've tested this in my business. It reduced my return rate.
Yeah, I've experienced the same thing as well. I mean, along with the making sure that your listings, the descriptions and photographs are as detailed and accurate as possible.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
I mean, that's the problem. You know, that's a good point. If you're getting a lot of returns, there's more problems than just people are just thinking they can return stuff because you have a return policy. No, people don't buy things just to return it. Well, there might be some people on A&E show that do that just to be on a show.
The housewives of any major city in America.
So when we're crafting this return policy,
right,
is there anything we should be sure to avoid?
That's a good question. To make sure that you avoid, not that just pops into my head. That's a good question.
Well, I can tell you what I try to
avoid.
Give
me one.
What do you try to avoid?
Any negativity. Don't try to make a buyer feel like they're a bad person because they may want to return something. State your return policy without moralizing or making it an issue of, the jumping through the hoops.
You know, if you hadn't bought this from me in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. I mean, what are you going to say to the person? What are you going to say?
Right.
How about if it's three lines, if it goes beyond three lines, it's too long.
You know, and the other one that gets me, John and Lee, that just drives me nuts, are sellers who say, well, this buyer wanted to return this. I never want to have them as a customer again. So, and that is a judgment. That's a bad judgment. If the person bought something from you in good faith and for whatever reason they aren't happy with it and they don't want to return it, what's the one thing you know about that customer for certain?
They bought from you.
Exactly. They were willing to spend money.
Yep.
And you're now going to question the validity of their.
Telling me that you've heard that some eBay sellers block people who ask for a return?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked to hear that. Yes,
it's disgusting.
They do. It is.
That is disgusting.
Well, and I tell people, look,
you're not a real entrepreneur when you do that. If you want to become a real entrepreneur, listen to these two people, John and Griff, right now.
So I don't know if John would agree to this. Maybe not even Lee, but I have a request. If you're a seller and you don't want buyers to ever shop with you again because they've returned an item, can you do me a favor before you block them? Can you send them my user ID if they bought used men's apparel and say, buy from this guy instead? Please, please, please give them. If you don't want to, if you don't want them as a customer, can you send them my way? I'd be ever so grateful because I desperately want them.
So here's a stat for you. Okay. This is a good stat. 38% of people that had a good return experience are more likely to shop with that vendor again.
Yeah. I mean, I've had,
you know, you can trust them. That's why.
Exactly.
Think about that for a minute. We're all taking a leap of faith when we buy something from anybody, even in the retail store.
Right.
There's a somewhat of a leap of faith there, right?
Yes.
Now you got to return your item, and the seller was so nice and so wonderful and so accommodating. Why wouldn't I buy from that seller again? That seller has been proven to me to be a good seller.
Yes.
by offering that return.
And I mean, returns is part of our, you know, cost of doing business. And if you do have a high return rate, then you need to look at other portions of your business that are causing that. Anytime there is a return, there has to be a reason for that return.
Yeah.
And you want to identify what those reasons are and see if there's a pattern that you can take action on to improve the customer buying experience to reduce your return rate.
And speaking of returns, I certainly hope we can count on you to return to eBay Radio from
Many
time
happy
to time
returns.
This year.
Of course. Every year, man. I'm so glad to be asked.
Every year? Just once a year?
Oh no. He better come on more than that.
It's been years now.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, wow.
Well, we'll see you next month then. It's a deal. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up next, open phones. Tell us about your returns experience. 888-723-4630.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Listen while you list.